7:52 and Adam is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Exports of Irish spirits continued to rise last year, according to the 2024 annual report from Drinks Ireland's Spirits Division. Volumes were up 2.8% in the year, with the US continuing to be the biggest market, though that was, of course, before tariffs were an issue. At the same time, sales of spirits in Ireland were down year on year. To talk through all of this, we're joined in studio now by Angus King, who's Director of Drinks Ireland Spirits. As I say, Angus, the US continuing to be the biggest export market for Irish spirits, which must make that 15% tariff that's now in place a real concern for you.
Sure, and just let me put in context, this Drinks Ireland report highlights just how big and how important this sector is for the Irish economy. It's worth 1.5 billion in exports every single year, and that is from 80-odd distilleries which are dotted across the whole of Ireland, all 32 counties, north and south. So while 2024 was a relatively good year in that we saw some growth, it's a world apart from where we are now in 2025.
Have you seen an impact yet in terms of tariffs and from US sales?
There wouldn't be an impact yet from a consumer point of view. Certainly retail prices wouldn't have gone up. The situation was is that we had a 10% tariff in place, which you could, as you say, you could talk to. You could maybe minimise or limit any price increases. But as you know, that has since gone up to 15%. And the producers that I represent who make Irish whiskey, Irish gin, Irish cream, they're going to find it very hard not to pass on at least some of that tariff increase in the form of price rises to consumers over in the States. And the reason that that is such a big problem is because a lot of our competitors won't actually have any tariffs. So even US whiskies, Canadian whiskies, spirits coming from Mexico, even the British spirits, they will have a lower tariff than what we from Ireland, from Europe will have.
We've seen a lot of distilleries open on the back of this boom in Irish whiskey and other spirits as well. You mentioned the 80-odd distilleries around the country now. Now, we've recently seen some pause production. We've seen at least one close. Do you think more closures are inevitable if the 15% tariff remains in place?
Well, if there's one thing from knowing so many of these producers is that there's a steely determination in order to try and make this through this very difficult period. So while there have been one or two closures and certainly producers pausing production, particularly at the beginning of the year, I don't foresee a huge number of closures going forward. But there is a reason for us looking for three different asks from the government at this moment in time.
Well, just before we get to that, the Irish sales down 2% last year. Is that because of that broader trend of people drinking less, or is it that people are priced out of buying spirits in Ireland now?
I would say it reflects the trend of people drinking less. But what they are drinking, while they might be drinking less in volume, they're actually drinking better. So the value would still be quite good. So therefore, people are drinking better standards, higher, more expensively priced spirits than they would have previously.
One of the things you're looking for in the budget is an excise cut. Would you expect then to see consumer prices fall here on the back of that? Or is it more that distillers would adjust their prices and be able to improve their margins with that cut?
Well, it remains to be seen how producers would actually implement that, but certainly they are very hard pressed at the moment. We're looking for a 10% cut in excise. We're looking for certainly a focus on getting the tariffs reduced to zero for zero as we had before, and that's what we are pressing the government. To be fair, the government have been very supportive of us, but we really need to make sure that we get our foot to the pedal on this one and make sure that that happens, and investment in market development and diversification.
Angus King, Director of Drinks Ireland Spirits, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now, though.